Brother dropped Vorbis's body onto the sand. Their gaze followed it.
I know him, said Borvorius. Vorbis. Someone killed him at last, eh? And will you stop trying to sell me fish? Does anyone know who this man is?
He added, indicating Fastabenge. It was a tortoise, said Brother.
Was it?
Not surprised. Never did trust them. Always creeping around.
Look, I said no fish.
He's not one of mine. I know that. Is he one of yours? Argivisti waved a hand irritably.
Who sent you, boy?
No one. I came by myself. But you could say I come from the future.
Are you a philosopher? Where's your sponge?
You've come to wage war on Omnia. This would not be a good idea.
From Omnia's point of view, yes.
From everyone's. You will probably defeat us, but not all of us. And then what will you do? Leave a garrison forever? And eventually a new generation will retaliate. Why you did this won't mean anything to them. You'll be the oppressors. They'll fight. They might even win. And there'll be another war. And one day, people will say, why didn't they sort it all out back then, on the beach, before it all started, before all those people died? Now, we have that chance. Aren't we lucky? Argivisti stared at him. Then he nudged Borvorius.
What did he say?
Borvorius, who was better at thinking than the others, said,
are you talking about surrender?
Yes, if that's the word.
Argivisti exploded. You can't do that!
Someone will have to.
Please listen to me. Vorbis is dead. He's paid. Not enough! What about your soldiers? They tried to sack our city.
Do your soldiers obey your orders?
Certainly.
And they'd cut me down here and now if you commanded it?
I should say so.
And I'm unarmed, said Brother. The sun beat down on an awkward pause.
When I say they'd obey,
Argivisti began.
We were not sent here to parley, said Borvorius abruptly. Vorbis's death changes nothing fundamental. We are here to see that Omnia is no longer a threat.
It is not. We will send materials and people to help rebuild Ephib, and gold, if you like. We will reduce the size of our army, and so on. Consider us beaten. We will even open Omnia to whatever other religions wish to build holy places here.
The voice echoed in his head like the person behind you who says,
put the Red Queen on the Black King
when you think you've been playing all by yourself.
One.
What?
This will encourage local effort, said Brother.
Two. Are the gods here?
There will be free trade along the coast. I wish to see Omnia take its place among its fellow nations.
Three. I heard you mention other gods.
Its place is at the bottom, said Borvorius.
No, that won't work. Four. Could we please get back to the matter of other gods?
Will you please excuse me a moment, said Brother, brightly. I need to pray.
Even Argivisti raised no objection as Brother walked off a little way up the beach. As St. Ungulant preached to any who would listen, there were plus points in being a madman. People hesitated to stop you in case it made things worse.
Yes,
said Brother, under his breath.
Five, I don't seem to recall any discussion about other gods being worshipped in Omnia.
Ah, but it'll work for you, said Brother. People will soon see that those other ones are no good at all, won't they?
He crossed his fingers behind his back.
Six. This is religion, boy, not comparison bloody shopping. You shall not subject your god to market forces.
I'm sorry. I can see that you would be worried about...
Seven. Worried? Me? By a bunch of primping women and muscle-bound posers in curly beards?
Fine. Is that settled, then?
Eight. They won't last 5 minutes.
What?
And now I'd better go and talk to those men one more time. His eye was caught by a movement among the dunes.
Oh, no, he said. The idiots!
He turned and ran desperately towards the beached fleet.
No, it's not like that. Listen, listen.
But they had seen the army too. It looked impressive, perhaps more impressive than it really was. When news gets through that a huge enemy fleet has beached with the intent of seriously looting, pillaging, and, because they are from civilized countries, whistling and making catcalls at the women and impressing them with their flash-bloody uniforms and wooing them away with their flash-bloody... Cons-